Well, breaking developments today in a nearly 40-year-old murder case in Montgomery County. It was 1976, and police believe former State Department worker William Bradford Bishop murdered his mother, his wife, and his three sons, and then took their bodies to a shallow grave in North Carolina and burned them. Today, the FBI has placed Bishop on its 10 most wanted fugitives list. Stephen Vogt is the FBI special agent in charge of the Baltimore field office. He wants people in our area to be vigilant.
We think Brad Bishop may still wear a signet ring that he received after he graduated from Yale University. It's a gold ring. It had significance to him. He may still possess it or wear it.
Police were never able to find Bishop. He would be 77 years old now. The FBI has provided an age-enhanced image of what he might look like today, and we've got it at our website, WTOP.com.
It's been a long time. WTOP's Chris Core covered this case when it broke in 1976. He's joining us live now as we look back to that March day. Chris, good to have you on with us. Set the scene for us, if you can. This was one of the biggest murder cases ever in our region.
Well, keep in mind that it happened almost exactly a year to the date after the Lyon sisters disappeared. And, of course, that case has never been solved either. But it was just so bizarre. I mean, here is a guy who was a normal guy by everybody's count. He had been passed over for a promotion at the State Department. He came home one night after buying a hammer and some gasoline and other things at a Potomac hardware store. He used the hammer to kill his wife, his mother, and then each of his three little kids. And then he took the bodies in the station wagon, along with the family dog, who was alive, we think, and drove down to North Carolina, dumped the bodies out, burned them, and then took off. And later, his empty station wagon, minus the bodies and the dog, were found in the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and that's the last we know about him, except from time to time over the next few years, people would say they saw him in Europe. So the station that I used to work for, we sent reporter to Stockholm and to Sorrento, Italy, where he'd been spotted. He was also spotted by some folks in Bethesda in Switzerland, or at least they said that it was he. But then he vanished again, and nobody's heard of him. So it's so bizarre, after 38 years and his being almost 80 years old, they now think that he's alive and apparently have some information.
Yeah, I wonder what that information is. I guess there's no way to know at this point. But during that time, I can imagine that the tension in the area was extremely high as police, you know, continued to hit dead ends left and right.
Well, I mean, part of it is because it was such a hideous crime. I mean, it's hard to figure out that, I mean, obviously something, I mean, definitely, I mean, there's no question, barring some unusual circumstances, that he did it because they found the blood and they found the weapons and everything mm-hmm. in the car. And he obviously spoke other languages. He had an ability to get around, but you can just disappear like that. And even in the 70s, they keep track of your passport and things like that. How did he get to Europe and where did he go?
Yeah.
And how did he stay missing for so long? But it was just the hideous crime of killing his wife, his mother, and his children with his bare hand with a ball-peen hammer. That was what was so atrocious about it. And he lived in the Hard Rock Springs area, Bethesda, very nice area. You know, State Department employee, just the last guy in the world you'd ever suspect of something as hideous as this.
Chris, good to get your perspective. Thanks for coming on.
You bet. Nice to talk to you guys.
That's WTOP's Chris Core.